In this week's installment of Patient Files, a heavy dose of I told you so.
Hi, my name is Bradley Beck. I live in Wallingford, Pennsylvania. I'm a comedian and a podcaster. So I was at work. It was the Thursday before Easter, and I felt this pain in the side that could only be described as kind of like a gas-like pain. And it kept getting stronger and stronger. In the middle of the night, the pain got unbearable to the point where I couldn't fall asleep. It was just getting worse and worse and more intense. And my wife said, oh, we got to take you to the hospital. So it's like 4 in the morning, and we pack up my one-year-old daughter. We get in the car. It's a 10-minute drive to the hospital. I'm screaming in pain. I ended up just uncontrollably vomiting all over the front of the car. And then my daughter, you know, she just bawling and crying. She has no idea what's going on. It's awful. We finally get to the hospital, and after a few minutes, I'm checked in, and the nurse immediately says that I have kidney stones. A couple hours later, I wake up. They have me urinate in a paper cone, and there it is, staring right back at me, is this kidney stone. The doctor told me in a few days to follow up with my physician. So I did. And he said to me, do you drink soda? And I said, yeah, I drink soda. He said, well, you have to stop. It contributes to the forming of kidney stones, and it's just terrible for you. So I said, all right, I will stop drinking soda. I want to start, you know, caring about my health. So I stopped drinking soda for approximately 1 month. And then I went back and I told my wife, I said, you know, I want to have a little bit of soda. I don't think it's a big deal if I drink it once in a while. And she said, well, that's fine. But I'm telling you, if you get a kidney stone again, you're driving yourself to the hospital. So fast forward to 4 years later. And so peaceful until I woke up at 4 in the morning with this intense pain on my side. And my wife said, you know what, just drive yourself to the hospital now. It's only going to get worse. Sure enough, she didn't drive me. I had to drive myself to the hospital. They gave me the medicine. I fell asleep, and I may or may not have passed a stone. And when I got back that morning, my wife said to me, so was it worth it? And I said to her, well, if the punishment for me drinking soda is that every 4 years I'm going to be in, like, absolute pain for a couple hours, yeah, it's totally worth it.
That's Bradley Beck talking about his kidney stones.
Can I have a question for you?
Yes.
So what's WHYY's policy about drinking in the studios?
Drinking what?
Well, I just have something.
What is it?
It's a red can of soda with a curvy white line on the side of it. Would you care to try some?
Sure.
Roll the dice?
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers. You know what that tastes like to me?
What's that?
That's the taste of free will.
So, does soda really contribute to kidney stones? The research is not entirely clear, but studies have shown a link. It also depends on what kinds of kidney stones you're prone to. Other foods patients are supposed to limit are animal protein, nuts, spinach, and rhubarb. Well, that's not all that hard. But really, do patients ever do what they are supposed to?
I think that most of my patients follow most of my advice most of the time. How about that?
I don't believe you.
Many of my patients follow some of my advice occasionally.
That's Michael Baim. He's an internist, and he also directs the Penn Center for Mindfulness.
It's hard to do all of the things that really take care of your body. It's hard enough to remember to change the oil in your car every 3 months. So do you really want to skip that luscious dessert? Do you really want to get up an hour earlier to sweat in the gym while everybody else is still asleep?
So what do you call that? As a doctor, we used to call it doctor's orders. Maybe it's advice. Maybe how do you even phrase that when you're talking to a patient?
I am not, have never been the kind of a doctor that gives commands. Not because I don't wish that I could sometimes, but just realistically, it doesn't work. I think that behavior change happens better, is more successful, and certainly lasts more when people make choices for themselves. I think of it more as really giving information. So if you do this, you're going to feel better, or this is going to work better. Letting people know that they'll get something that they want, not giving them something that they have to do.
Does that get frustrating, though, if you see a patient over time and every time you see them, you say, look, maybe you should do this, this, and this, and they come back and they have the same complaints and they haven't changed any of their behaviors?
The thing that is frustrating as a doctor is not, to me, is not that people don't follow my advice, but then that they don't take responsibility. Like, I never heard that before, when I know darn well that they heard it a bunch of times. And so, you know, we don't want to accept responsibility for things that don't go well. And that's really where I kind of feel, come on.
Do you follow doctor's orders?
Yeah, of course I don't completely follow doctor's advice. But I will say that I do my best. I hope my doctor isn't listening.